Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tesvav Meseches Rosh Hashanah. It's the 668th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up two lines from the top where the Gemara is going to discuss the Shita of Rebbe Gamliel that it had begun to discuss on daf Yudalid that says that an Esrog is unlike any other fruit and you judge its time of Meiser and its Chiyuv of Meiser from the year in which you did its lakita, you removed it from the ground, and not like other fruits when you do basar chanata. And the Gemara will analyze the limitations of that yisod, suggesting that still it'll follow shvat in terms of determining the age of the tree, and that will be a large part of our daf, as well as the Gemara will discuss a esrog that began to grow in the sixth year and went into the seventh year. It's halacha, according to Rabba, will be potter from Maestros. Abaya will challenge that position. And that siur, that instance of Esrog Bashishas Shenichneses L'Shvias, the Gemara will marshal many sources in regards to this question. The Gemara will continue with that all the way to Tezvav Amebeis and discuss a similar type of case where you have a tree that its fruits began to bloom before Tu B'Shvat and then continued to bloom after Tu B'Shvat. And if it had conflicting blooms, that there were some that had bloomed before and some that had bloomed after. Finally, the Gemara will conclude with halachos regards to Shemitah that will get us involved with whether Shemitah bizman hazeh is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. So let's begin two lines at the top of this vayvav amud alef. Elie itmar hachi itmar. The Gemara had a discussion what Rabbi presented within the Shita of Rebbe Gamliel. On yesterday's daf, Rabbi was quoted saying one thing and ultimately it was rejected, and that rejection concluded on our top line on Tezvav Amud Aleph, and therefore the Gemara gives a different shot. Eli Yitmar Hachi Yitmar Amar Rab Baravuna Afagav the Amar Rabbi Gamliel Esrig Acher Lekita Kiyarek. Even though, as the Gemara said earlier, since an Esro grows on irrigated water, what the Gemara in Kedushan Daf Gimel Amud Aleph refers to as Kol Mayim, like vegetables, so then in such a case, its time of Chiyuv for Trumos and Maestros is decided based on the Zman Lakita. So Esrog Acher Lekita Kiyarek. However, something interesting. Rosh Hashanah Shalom Shvat. Nevertheless, its Rosh Hashanah, its calculation for its age, is defined by Shvat, according to Beis Shammai. Of course, Alf Bishvat, Beis Hillel Tu Bishvat. So if we're trying to define when it comes to the age of the Esrog, so for example, for Hilchos Arla possibly, so then its birthday, of course, every time it passes Shavat, it gains a year of age. Now the Gemara goes on to a tangential point that relates to the previous daf. The previous daf gave two different cases in which you have fruits going from one year into the next. What we had discussed on Yud Beis Amud Beis already, if someone collects a vegetable before and after Rosh Hashanah, it was described as a case of Imhoisa Shnia Nichnasas Lishlishis. It was growing from the second year going into the third year. It asks the Gemara, Maishna Asam Diktani Imhoisa Shnia Nichnasas Lishlishis, Umaishna Hacha, but in the case of Esrog that was discussed on the bottom of Yudalid Amabes, there it says, Imhoisa Shlishis Nichnasas Lirvias, that the third year was going into the fourth year. So why was it described in different years? Technical question. Answers the Gemara, an important technical answer. Milsa agavorche kamashman. Something on the side that we were trying to emphasize. The esrog, kasha le'yode, comes to an esrog tree. The fact that during Shemitah, everybody leans on it, touches it, it's hefker to everybody. Va'aydid mashmish be kule alma b'shvias. Everybody's touching on shvias. Lo toin pri. The esrog tree is set back in terms of its produce. Atlas shnin. So you really only get produce 3 years afterwards, after all have taken their swipe, if you will, at the esrog tree. When it comes to other fruits, it recovers more quickly after Shemitah. Period. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yane a question. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalo Emasai. When is the birthday of an esrog? So we had learned above, Shvat. That's exactly what Rabbi Yane also had said. Amalei Shvat. Then he followed up, Shvat de Chadoshim, or Shvat de Ktufa. Are we going to calculate Shvat in terms of where it is vis-a-vis the lunar calendar or the solar calendar, which is 30 days after Tkufas Teves, which is not precisely the same time as the Shvat of the Levana? The rationale being that since the fruits, of course, are nurtured partly by the sun, so then we would not follow the general Jewish calendar, but here you would follow Tkufa. Amalei dechadoshim. He said, here too, though, we follow the months. Period. What would the halacha be in regards to a leap year? Do we say that Shvat is the month after Teves? Or if in that year it's been decided that there's going to be two Adars, maybe you look at Adar Rishon as Shvat. Obviously, this Gemara in its question is critical in terms of how you look at Adar Rishon, to the point that Gemara is a Havamina, that Shvat now becomes Adar Rishon. You follow what generally is Shvat, and that is what we would call the month of Shvat, and not Adar Rishon. Period. Amar Rabba. Now the Gemara begins a new topic, and that is a esrog that is on the tree both in the sixth year and the seventh year in regards to the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisus. Of course, it's a fruit that is considered part of the seventh year, has the halachos of Shmita. It has to be treated with Kedusha Shvias. There are many halachos that relate particularly to an esrog and Kedusha Shvias, some of which we touched on in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we will be discussing in Shiurim as well in Hilchos Shmita. And aside from all the halachos vis-a-vis Shmita, then during the year of Shmita, those fruits, because they're hefker, are exempt from Trumas and Maestras. Amar Rabba, Esrog Be'ashishis, Shenichmesa L'Shvias. If it was started on the tree, the Chanata, it bloomed already in the sixth year, but also was on the tree in the seventh year, Petura Min HaMaestra, Petura Min HaBiur. Then in such a case, on the one hand, it's exempt from Maiser because it's considered part of the seventh, yet at the same time, it doesn't have the Chiyuv of Biur. According to many Rishonim, Biur, as described in the Mishnah, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches in Shavias, means to make one's fruits that were growing during Shemitah ownerless if they're no longer found in the field, because you don't eat in any way that's different than the animal, and since the animal cannot eat it, then you need to do biur. According to most Rishonim, that means to make it hefker. According to Rambam, means to actually destroy. And so these fruits are caught in between. They have both halachos that need to be dealt with. And what are the halachos vis-a-vis Shemitah, and what are the halachos vis-a-vis Maaser? So on the one hand, it's potter from Maaser, like Dinei Perushvias. On the other hand, there isn't a chiyuv to do biur on it. The Gemara Rashi tells us, we'll explain the logic of this psak. It seems to be almost a tarta desasri, a contradiction. On the one hand, it's potter from Maaser, then you would expect that it has it in Shemitah and there will be a chiyuv to do biur. Nevertheless, Rabba says it's potter from biur. Ubash shvias, but if it's a fruit that bloomed during the seventh year, shenichnesa l'shminisa, went into the eighth year, ptura mi Maaser, that's also exempt from Maaser, v'chayeves bibiur. But in such a case, then you also have to do biur, like as if it's mamish peroshvias. Amalei Abaye. Abaye analyzes, and we alluded to Abaye's analysis when we presented the irony over here. Bishlema Seifa. I understand the case of shvias going into shminis lechumra, that you're saying that it has the halachos of shmita lechumra. In other words, explains Rashi and Dibra Maschil Amalei, that you treat it as kedusha shvias, and therefore you have to be mafkirit, and it's exempt from Maaser, because you go after the blooming. However, el reisha ptura min habiur. But in the reisha you said that you don't have to do biur amai. Why is that so? Damrinan zil baser chanata. What's a reason you're going to argue that it bloomed in the sixth year and is considered a sixth year fruit? That's your logic? Does that make sense? Yachi techayiv Maaser. Then if it's a sixth year fruit, it's going to be chayiv Maaser. Amalei, so Rabba responded to Abaye with the klal that we had before. Yad hakol misham mimash mishimba. Since everybody is touching it, because people are coming into the field, because most of the stuff in the field is hefker, so everybody is touching the tree, even though the fruit, the esrog, due to the fact that the chanata was done in in the sixth year does not have Kedusha Shvius. Nevertheless, since the entire area is Hefker, so then in such a case, Vat Amrit is Chayiv B'Meiser, and you're going to say that there is a Chiyuv of Meiser. Rav Amnuna offers another explanation. Rav Amnuna Amar Bas Shishis Shenichnes L'Shvius La'olam Shishis. It's considered the fruit that bud in the sixth year is going to be considered entirely a six-year fruit and not have a chiyuv of kedusha shvius, not have a chiyuv of biur, and be chayiv in full maestris. Ubas shvius hanichnesus shvius lo olam shvius has the full rule of being potter from maeser and has kedusha shvius. So Rabba created this ironic middle category. Rav Amnuna disagrees. According to the Ein Mishpat, we paskin like Rav Amnuna. Asks the Gemara, Masiva Rav Shimba Yehuda, Oimer Mishum Rav Shimon, Esrig Bas Shishis, Shenichneses L'Shviyis, Ptura Min HaMaiser, Ptura Min HaMir. She'en Lecha Dover She'chayim B'Maiser, Elim Ken Godal B'Chiyuv, V'Nilkat B'Chiyuv. Rav Shimon was of the opinion that an Esrog that bud in the sixth year and went into the seventh year is exempt from Maiser and also exempt from Biur, for a totally different svar that we haven't seen before. And that is, for something to be chayiv in Meiser, it needs to start b'chiyuv, and it needs to be removed at the Shas chiyuv. Since it wasn't taken off the tree during the Shas chiyuv of Meiser, Rabbi Shimon says that you're going to be potter. That's a chidush of Rabbi Shimon. Ubashvish and Knesset Lishmiz, Ptura Min HaMeiser, Ptura Min HaBir. For the same reason, she'en lecha dover she'chay b'biur. It's not going to be chayiv and biur, elim kein gadol b'shvius v'nilke b'shvius. It doesn't have the requirement of biur unless it both grew during Shemitah and was taken off in Shemitah. So this is the fascinating shita of Rabbi Yoshua, that it's not enough to have grown during a zman chiyuv or a zman ptur, but the growing has to conclude with the picking, which is also the Zman Chiyuv of either Meiser or Shvius, and if it doesn't have both bookends, then there won't be a Chiyuv Meiser, won't be a Chiyuv Shvius. Says the Gemara, Reisha Kasha of Amnuna, Sefer Kasha, Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rav Amnuna. The Reisha is difficult according to Rav Amnuna, because the Reisha says that Bas Shishis Shenichneses L'Shvius is going to be Potter from Meiser, and Rav Amnuna said that you're Chayiv in Meiser. The Seifa is difficult, both according to Rav Amnuna and according to Rabba, because both of them held that if it's the seventh year going into the eighth year, that the halacha is that there is a chiyuv of biur. So say Reisha Kasha Rav Amnuna, Seifa Kasha Bein Rabba Bein Rav Amnuna. Answers the Gemara. 5 lines on the bottom of this, Vavanalv Tanoihi. This depends on Machalikis Tanoim Desanyas, we learn in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yoisi. Avtul Musayin Mishum Chamisha Zekenim. Rabbi Yossi stated in the name of a Chacham, whose name was Avtul Mumis, who quoted in the name of 5 Zekenim, Esrog Achalikitoso Lemaiser. When it comes to Esrog, you follow its picking for the halachos of Meiser. V'rabosenu nimnu b'ushav amru, achalikitaso bein l'meiser bein l'shvius. And the Chacham expanded this halacha, that when it comes to Esrog, like we mentioned on the top of the daf, that you follow the lakita, like a yerek, not only in regards to Meiser, but also for shvius, and we explain, shvius man dikar shmei. What exactly is the issue when it comes to shvius? Explains the Gemara that there was something unclear in the transmission. On the top of Tezvavon Beis Chisuri, Mechzer V'achikdani, Esrog Achalikita, so L'Maiser, when it comes to Esrog, you follow the Lakita in calculating the years of Maiser. V'achar Chanotu L'Shviyis, and the teaching that Avtumus said in the name of the Zekenim was not like we had said before, and that is that you follow the blooming when it comes to Shviyis. V'Rabboseinu Nimnu B'Usha, and the Rabboseinu came along in Usha, and they disagreed. Achar likitaso bein lemaiser bein lishvius. They disagreed vis-a-vis Shemitah, whether the status of the fruit is decided when it was picked or is decided when it was bloomed. And the Rabboseinu held that you look at the time that it was picked. What does this have to do with our discussion in the Machlokas between Rabba and Rav Amnuna? So Rashi explains halfway through about 10 lines into the narrow, that Rabba and Rav Amnuna are following Avtulmus, who says that you go after the blooming. So therefore, if you have a fruit in the seventh year going into the eighth year, so then there's a requirement of biur, because it has all din kedusha, it has dinei kedusha shviyas, and the sixth year going into the seventh year, you're going to be exempt from biur because you go basar chana to the time of blooming. And the machlokis between Rabba and Rav Amnuna is that Rav Amnuna says that since it's exempt from biur, then in such a case you're going to be chayiv in meiser because it has the full halacha of the sixth year. However, Rabba's of the opinion that since the whole area is hefker around it, so then it has a ptur of meiser. The Gemara continues four lines on the top on Tes Vav Amibayz. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amitarvay. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are both in agreement. Esrog Bashishis Shenichneso L'Shvis. If you have an Esrog that grew in the sixth year, that goes into the seventh year, La'olam Shishis. It's considered a fruit from the sixth year. And it's Chayiv in Meiser and Potur from the Halachos of Shemitah. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came, he called the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Esrog Bashishis Shenichneso L'Shvis. Afilu Kizayis V'nasa Kikar. Even if it started off as very small and then became as large as a loaf during Shemitah, nevertheless, you look at the Zman of Chanata. Period. The Gemara continues nine lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan Ilan Shechantu Peirosav Kodem Tu Bishvat. If you have a tree that bloomed, its fruits bloomed before Tu Bishvat, then Misaser Lashana Sheavra. Then the Miser. In other words, the way in which you calculate whether its miser is from 1 year or the next, if it bloomed before Tu B'Shvat, let's take, if it bloomed in Teves of Tavshin Ayin Dalid, then you want to know which year it's going to be ascribed to. Is it going to be ascribed to Tavshin Ayin Dalid that, say, is Chayiv in Miser Ani and not Miser Sheni? Or Tavshin Ayin Gimel, because its primary growth took place in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, because sap in the tree all came up during Tavshin Ayin Gimel. So then it depends. If it bloomed before Tu B'Shvat, then it's connected to Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Misaser L'Shana She'avra. Achar Tu B'Shvat, then Misaser L'Shana Haba. And if Tavshin Ayin Dalet is Maiser Ani, then the Chiyuv of Maiser would be Maiser Ani and not Maiser Sheni. Amar Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia taught Bamedvar Mamurim. When are these halachos said? Be'ilan she'ose shtei brachos. The only time this applies is to a tree that has two times that it produces its fruit. Now the Gemara asks a technical question after it suggests that we're talking about shtei brachos bishana. Asks the Gemara parenthetically, shtei brachos al kadaitach? This expression of a brecha makes sense. Rashi explains that in Bava Basra on Daf Pei, the expression is used in regards to birds that are born at the same time. They're part of the same nest. They're part of the same pool of birds. Ela'ema, says the Gemara, you're right. Ke'en shtei brachos. Something like birds that were born at the same time. Two birds that are born at one time, and a group that was born at another time. In other words, the true tree produces fruits at two different times. Aval ilan ha'isa brecha achas. But if you have a tree that produces at one particular time, in other words, all the fruits come out at one particular time. Kigon, which trees are that? Are those like? Dekalim, day trees, v'zeisim, olive trees, v'charuvin, and carob trees, afal pishachantu perasem, kodem tu v'shvat, misashon l'shana haba. Then, in such a case, those trees are considered part of Tavshin Ayin Dalid, even if the fruits bloom, and more precisely, bud. Every single time we use the word bloom, today's shir, we mean to bud, that it bud before Tu B'Shvat, so then in such a case, then it's considered part of Tavshin Ayin Dalet. The only time we make the split and we ascribe it back to Tavshin Ayin Gimel is if it buds and produces fruits at two different times. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan commented, Halacha L'maisa, Nagu Ha'am B'Charuvin K'Rabbi Nechemia. That actually by Caribs, we follow this opinion of Rabbi Nechemia, whether it buds before Tu B'Shvat or after Shu B'Shvat, it's considered part of that particular year. asks the Gemara a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks the following kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. There's a fascinating case of white figs. Benoi Shuach. White figs, the Mishnah in Shavuos, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, describes that it actually sits on the tree for 3 years. And there are times that if it bud during Shemitah, it will not be picked until the 9th year. So it budded in the 7th year, and then the 8th and the 9th year passed. What's Shviyah Shelehen? Shniyah. Those fruits that are picked in the 2nd year of Shemitah are considered Shemitah fruits. Why? Because it budded in the 7th year and was only picked in the 9th year. And you go, Basar Chanata, Mipnei Shosos L'Shalashanim. Because it follows a 3-year process of growth. If that's so, then even though you have a fruit that is picked at one particular time, like these white figs, you follow the chanata, and you don't follow the time that it was picked. And yet, Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Nehemiah, we say that's misasrin l'shana haba, that even if it budded before Tu B'Shvat, you look at the time of the year that it was picked, and not at the time of the budding. But over here, we see that you look at the time of the budding in case of Benos Shuach, Ishtik, so Rabbi Yochanan was silent. Amalei Rabbi Abba, Kain Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Amai Ishtik, why was he silent? Leimalei Amina Lecha Ano Reb Nechemya, I was telling you the Psak of Reb Nechemya, Va'at Amritli Rabban, and you're telling me the Psak of Mesecha Shviyas, Perek Hei Mishnehei, which is following the Rabbana. Explains the Gemara, no, that's not such a strong answer. Mishum da Amarle, because Rabbi Yochanan knows that Reish Lakish would respond. Shafkis Rabbanan va'avis ka Rabbi Nechemya. You left the Beferish Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, you did like Rabbi Nechemya. So, Rabbi Abba suggests another defense. V'leimale, why did Rabbi Yochanan not say back to him? Kamina lecha nagu, v'at armitli yisura. I'm telling you what the people followed. I'm not telling you what the Mishnah say. The Mishnah says the Yisur, you always go Basar Chanata, and I'm telling you that people follow Reb Nechemya, that if there's only one particular time, then you go for a period later on. Damar Le, no, says Rebbe Yossi HaKoyin. That would not be a defense either for Rebbe Yochanan. B'makom Isura, kinagu Shafkinan Le, or Shafkinan Lehu, probably more precise, Girsa. In a case of where there's an Isur, you're going to simply let people and quote and encourage such a minig, Shafkinan Lehu, you're going to let them follow that? V'lei Malei, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would have another response. Ki amina lecha no maiser charuvin derabbanan. I was talking about maiser on the caribs, which is a chiv derabbanan. Va'at amritli shviyas daraisa. When it comes to the caribs, then we could forgo the fact that the chanata was before Shemitah. And we could look at the time that the year that it was picked. However, when it comes to shviyas daraisa, then of course we would follow the time of chanata. And therefore, if the chanata took place in the 7th year, even though it was picked in the 9th year, it has the din of Shemitah. Elom Rabbi Abba Kohen. Therefore, Rabbi Abba Kohen concludes. My response about the chiluk between Daraisa and Darabanan leads me to the belief that I'm not even sure Reish Lakish even asked this question. If Reish Lakish asks this question, says the Gemara, Haosva, so then it must be that Reish Lakish believes it's a strong question. Ela Ema im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan lo Kibla, but rather, Rabbi Abba was not sure if Rabbi Yochanan accepted this rejection of Reish Lakish, or he gave the answer that there's a fundamental difference between Beno Shuach, which is a Shaila of a Doraisa, versus the case of Meiser, which is only a Derabbanan. This concludes a very important daf in the Daf Yomi in terms of the halachos of fruits that grow in different years. There were quite a few opinions within our daf, so what we will do today for the daf and the halacha, maybe we'll also have time to add a halacha topic, but we will call today's daf the daf and halacha without doing one particular topic, but summarize many halachos that come out of today's daf. Number one is that when it comes to vegetables, we go basar lekita in terms of deciding what year those vegetables are ascribed to. And therefore, vegetables that are picked on Shemitah, even though they were finished their growth during the sixth year, they have Kedushas Shviyas. This is how the Rambam paskins in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis. In Esrog was a big discussion of yesterday's daf and today's daf, and the conclusion is actually a complicated one. The simple reading of the Gemara Kedushin and our Gemara is that Esrog has a din of Yerek, and that means that we go L'chumra after its Lakita, and if it was cut off the tree after Rosh Hashanah, then it has Kedushas Shviyas. However, the Rambam paskins L'chumra that even though that's Mikra Dedin of our Gemara, but it, as well, if the Chanata, the budding, was done during Shemitah, even if it was cut off during the eighth year, we're also Machmir that it has a din of Peros Shviyas. There are some who are more Mekil and say that Esrog always follows the rule of Chanata, not the simple reading of our Gemara. The first presentation was the Shita HaRambam. The second presentation is the Shita of Tosfos in our Sugya, that you're going to follow Chanata. As Tosfos proves in Dibra Maschel Yad HaKol, and many assume that this is Shita's Rashi as well, that we paskin that even an Esrog follows Chanata. However, the minig is to be machmir lichatchila, and this really brings us to a massive topic in detail of halacha lemaisa with prutei pratim, with many details, and that is, what is the status of citrus fruits today? What is its din vis-a-vis Shemitah? That's a nominee for the halacha from the daily daf. Also, we learned in our daf is that when it comes to Shemitah, the fruits have a status of Shemitah fruits when the Chanata takes place in the seventh year, which means right now, a few feet away from me, here in Arzenu Akdosha, I have a few trees that I'll Be'ezer Hashem be Mekayim the Mitzvah Doraisa and Shemitah in being Noeg, both Kedushas Peros Shviyas and not doing work to the tree during Shnas HaShemitah. Those fruits, it's a pomegranate tree, those buds right now on the pomegranate tree will not have Kedusha Shviyas Mi'ikur Dedina, because when it comes to a tree, it's the time of Chanata that is critical. So therefore, this year is the sixth year, so those fruits will not have Kedusha Shviyas, as we see when it comes to Benos Shuach, that sometimes Kedusha Shviyas only appears during the ninth year, because we saw in our Gemara that even though the fruits are only taken off 2 years after Shemitah, if the Chanita takes place, the Chanata takes place during Shemitah, so then in such a case, the fruits have Kedusha Shviyas, even if it's picked much later. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes Vav in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to also have halacha from the daily daf, but these are some of the basic halachos that emerge from our daf.